Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad Jim Cantarucci's back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Jim's a longtime, five-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Personal Brilliance. He's a success coach. He's a successful success coach. How about that? I bet nobody said that about him lately. And he works with people and companies like yours and mine to make sure, quite simply, that we get out of our own way. And he's the author of Personal Brilliance, which is an outstanding book on to help you develop yourself and your personal, your executive skills. And he's here to talk to us about innovation, which is a very important topic for a small business. Jim Cantarucci, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always great to be with you and your audience. Love to visit with you.
It's good to have you back, Jim. One of the things I was telling the audience when I told them you were coming is that you want to talk about the environment, not the water, not the air, but you want to talk about the culture, the cultural environment of the business, and whether it is conducive to being creative, to being innovative. And you know, you and I were talking off the air about having a lot of different things going on. Small business owners have to stick to our knitting. We also have to make sure that the knitting we're working on is going to take us to the finish line a year or 5 years from now, don't we?
Yeah, you know, Jim, as an executive advisor, I go into many different organizations, and I have to really quickly assess the culture of that organization. And the main way I do this is by looking at the inconsistencies or the discrepancies between what they say and then what I see.
Ah,
right?
give us an example. So you're talking about you talk to the CEO, and he or she, you know, makes this broad sweeping statement about how wonderful their business is or whatever, and you look around, you don't see that.
Well, you got mission statements, you got vision statements, you got websites, you got all of that, and you start to get a sense for what the company's about, and then you look at their space sometimes, and there's just a big inconsistency. The place where people work, where customers visit, where vendors visit. You know, is it a get it done, productive place?
Right.
Is it tight or loose? What's important to them? Where is the organization on the arrogance meter? Or how cutting edge are they? Those are the types of things that you can tell from the environment where people work.
Let's talk about some of the. I like the way you're headed with this. Let's talk about an example. What would it look like if the organization were arrogant?
Well, you know, we see it with startups sometimes that get funded and get their $1 million or $500,000 check from the venture capitalist, and they go all out on the great digs. You know, it's just a beautiful, everything's shiny and new.
They think that's what makes them relevant, don't they?
Well, exactly. What message does that send is the question that I want us all to consider. What message does that send to your employees, and what message does that send to your customers? I had a great place that I worked a while back in my career. It was a championship kind of a team. It was wonderful. You know what my first desk was? A card table in the corner of one of the other offices.
Well, when I started my business in 89, which I mentioned earlier in the hour, my first investment, I already had some business assets, but my first investment was in some card stock to print out my brand new business card I designed, which I then cut out with scissors, with a pair of scissors, and but by noon I'd invested a whole, you know, what would have been 3 cents for some cards, and I printed out on my laser printer, and then I went out and started selling it.
Yeah, and see, Jim, what that does
and primarily, Jim, that was because I didn't get a $500,000 or $1 million from a venture capitalist.
Well, exactly, and even if you do, you see that struggle, that's part of the entrepreneurial spirit. What happens in a small business is once we start to bring the next generation in, if you want to think of it that way,
yep,
or our employees, and they don't have that same feel,
right?
You know, we start to lose things. For me, what message did it send to me that I was working on a card table? Well, it's about our clients. It's about the work. That's
right.
What's most important. And if I was the type of employee that really wanted a nice desk and a nice office, I wouldn't have been a fit there.
Right.
You see, so we can use the environment to also tell who's the right type of person that belongs under our roof, under our umbrella.
I'll tell you
so
one thing, Jim.
It doesn't have to be new and beautiful.
I'll tell you one thing. I can look back on my life, my last 20-something years as a small business owner. I've never been more creative than when I was in under the gun the most.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
and so I guess my point is, if your situation is such that you're kind of in good shape, your business is okay, you know, you might want to look around and say, okay, does this mean that we're starting to rest on our laurels?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and we also have to think, Jim, about the message to our clients. I pay attention, for example, to golf logos on my casual shirts. You know, we can dress casually so often now. But
right.
If I'm going into a client and they think they're paying too much for my services because they think I'm playing at fancy golf courses, that sends the wrong message.
You don't wear the Masters logo on your shirt when you go there, right?
Yeah, I'm anti-logo. I really don't like a logo, but the golf pros hate me, you know. But
right.
but really, we have to be attentive to what message we send with our space. Now, if we're a creative marketing agency, we have to be really, really cool.
Right.
If we're a manufacturer, we might want to be down and dirty. What is the message that you're trying to send is really the question that we have to ask.
And you want that to come across to not only to your customers, but you also need to send that message to your employees too, don't you?
Sure. I mean, if you start at a card table, you're going to be pretty attentive to expenses. If you start at in lavish things when you just get funded, you don't really care about receivables too much, and you don't
right.
care about saving money.
Right.
So that is, it's an important piece of the puzzle to look at our environment.
So how do we see if, all right, one of the things you say we can see if we're being innovative and creative is if, you know, we can take a sort of look at ourselves and see how we're behaving, but how do we get our organization to be more innovative?
Well, I mean, obviously there are many, many components to it, but if we just stick with the environment that we're creating, you know, what inspiration comes from that environment? If you've got hardworking people working long hours, what are the comfort places within that environment? What allows us to see some visual prompts about what we're about? You know, posters
right.
that are up, the visuals that we see,
right.
The messages that we send. You know, you just don't want to be hokey, of course.
And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to ask Jim about setting aside time to be innovative and creative and encouraging that in the organization. Jim Cantarucci is our guest. His book is called Personal Brilliance. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to check out the newsletter and subscribe to that, if you will, please. We'll send that to you for free every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget all the other things at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the poll question, which this week is all about the taxes. That was last week. This week is all about which party or movement, political party or movement, do you think has the best ideas for our economy? And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. Having a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci. He's the author of Personal Brilliance. Jim, tell us how we can find you and your book.
Well, the best spot is mypersonalbrilliance.com. Everything there around personal brilliance, including the personal brilliance quotient. And, Jim, we've talked about it before, but we have a relatively new site, elcircle.com.
Yep.
And it's for emerging leaders, and it's video-based leadership development material. So I want everybody to check that out as well.
elcircle.com. So check it out, folks. Yeah, you and I have talked about that. Jim, we're talking about being creative, being innovative, making sure that you're in the environment of your business, the culture, more than anything, of your business, the way you manage your business, the way people feel about their contribution to your business model. Does it promote, does it support, does it encourage being innovative and being creative? Jim, as you said earlier, you know, we're so busy trying to make payroll on Friday, serving customers, doing the fundamentals, you know, blocking and tackling, so to speak. I throw in a sports metaphor there. We're so busy doing that. Sometimes we forget to be innovative. We forget to be creative. We just think that all we should do is just do our job. So does that mean that we need to set aside some time and a place and some kind of a system where creativity can flourish and innovation can flourish?
Well, Jim, I think that there's a very simple first task, and that first task is to get out of your chair, go stand in the environment, and look at it with the eyes of your employee. Mm-hmm. Look at it from the eyes of your client who might be visiting, and also, just as important, from a vendor who may be visiting, because they tell a lot about what your company is in the industry. And just look at it from that perspective and ask yourself the question, is this consistent with the mission and the vision that I have for my company? That's what's most important. I've got some new friends up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. They're a division of Steelcase Furniture. They're called mm-hmm. Turnstone, and they focus really on creative spaces for small businesses. They're all about the space. You can get somebody's help like that, or you could simply, you know, start with that view and work from there. It might mean that you put up a whiteboard on a wall that allows people to be creative and collaborative. It might mean that your meeting room just has to be broken up instead of one big, large conference table so that people could work in smaller groups and collaborate. Mm-hmm. So it's little things like that, Jim. We're not talking about an office revamp or getting a new plant or whatever. We're talking about a simple look for the consistency with what you're trying to get across. It helps so much promote what you're trying to do as a leader within your organization, just to make sure that you have that consistency.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. Well, I just think that that the issues here for being innovative and creative, they are strategic, and they are physical. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't have if you don't and maybe I should say mechanical, and to me, if you're meeting with your people, if you're talking to your people, and you seem to be stuck on something, you know, shouldn't you drop into a creative opportunity right there, Jim? Shouldn't you say, you know, okay, let's think about this. What if we turn this thing upside down? I mean, what about that, Jim? What about just dropping into a creative, innovative scenario whenever you can?
Well, and you know me, it should be that way all of the time. It shouldn't be far from the conversation to be thinking about what's next, what's this about, is there a different way, what's the root of what we're talking about.
And don't we need our people to feel that they can say to us, hey, boss, what if we turn this thing upside down?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We have to have that collaborative type of environment. Are your meetings one way or two ways? Well, sometimes the facility that you're meeting in has something to do with that. That type of thing, it should be collaborative, because you just can't go it alone as a business leader. You
right.
really have to have that input. Those folks are on the street. They know the answers that you're looking for. So why not ask them and reward that asking and their answers
mm-hmm.
And make sure that there's not punishment for getting bad news? All of that
yeah.
is just plain good leadership. And how you facilitate that within your environment is very important.
And I'll tell you something else. There's a dividend in all the things that you just said, Jim. The dividend is your people will start to feel like what they think matters.
Right.
And you and I both know, Jim, that over the years, the survey after survey after survey of why people leave a company was not because they weren't paid enough, but because they thought their ideas didn't matter.
No doubt about it. And one small thing that you can do to go in that direction is allow the team, your team, to design their space. Work with them, have them participate in it.
Yep.
You know, look at the trends. We're working in coffee shops right now. Why not put a coffee shop in your place? You know, work like we live is really a good way to do it. And when somebody has bobbleheads all over the desk and you need to explain why that's not a good idea,
right.
it's an opportunity for you to talk about what you're about and what it means to clients.
Yeah, I told them they could have a coffee shop, but I drew the line at the keg, though, Jim. Hey, Jim, give us that website one more time, please.
MyPersonalBrilliance.com and ELCircle.com.
Check out that new one, too, folks, ELCircle.com. The book is called Personal Brilliance. Jim Cantarucci, thanks for being here. Good job today.
As always, you're brilliant, Jim.
See you next time, Jim. Jim Cantarucci. You folks, he'll be back. I will be too. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.